Welcome to the KJO Community Spotlight, where on Fridays we turn that spotlight on to a local athlete. We have a young lady in studio right now. Make sure I get this right. It's Haley Yonser. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can't nod your head. You have to talk because we're on the radio. You're a softball player, but it's not softball season. So what are you doing right now?
I'm still playing softball. I play fall ball for my travel team, Blackout, and we practice about like 2 times a week, and we just do tournaments. We're going to Vegas next month.
Now, you've also, as a freshman, lettered for Grants Pass Varsity?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing softball?
Like 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty accomplished for a 2 or 3 year veteran here. What's your position? What position do you play?
I play center field.
Center field, is that the only one?
And I play second base a little bit. Just outfield in general.
What's your favorite position?
Center.
Center field? Why?
Because you have control over the ball.
Well, in center field, you have to run that ball down, so you must be fairly quick or have some speed?
Yeah.
Are you fast?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you play softball year-round, so you played for the Lady Cavers, and you're still playing now for a traveling team. Tell me about that once again.
We're a 14U team, and we play during fall, spring, and summer. And there's, I think, a 10U, 12U, 14, and then 16s and 18s team. And we play around, like, Portland areas in California mainly, but we're going to the West Coast World Series next month in Vegas, and that will be our first time going to Vegas.
Is that your first time going to Vegas?
No, I've been to Vegas before.
Oh, so it's old hat for you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Does that interfere with schoolwork?
Not really. I still have time because we only practice twice a week.
Oh, but there's significant travel involved, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you go with your parents or do you have a guardian? How does that all work?
Yeah, I drive up with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we all have to drive up, like, separately and then...
And then get together at the venue?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've established that you're a great center fielder. Tell me about your stick.
I bat left-handed and I slap. And I mainly bunt a lot, but I've been working on, like, a power slap and, like, a chop slap.
All right. What's the key to a good bunt?
Make sure that your bat is, like, out in front of the plate.
Oh, and let the ball hit it? Or do you catch the ball with the bat?
You, like, catch it with the bat.
So then you've got to be speedy down. And we've already established that you're fast down to first base, huh?
Yep.
Okay. So what kind of average does that give you? Batting average.
I think I'm batting, like, a 580 right now.
580. Now, how old are you, young lady?
I'm 15.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Okay. And already accomplished travel team here. Long-term plans? I know that you've got your entire life planned out in front of you right now, don't you?
No.
No. Okay. What are you studying in high school right now?
I like my science classes the most because I want to be a nurse and... You need a lot of, like, science for that, or an ultrasound tech, which you need science for.
Okay. Why a nurse?
My cousin's a nurse, and she always tells me about it, and it's just, like, super interesting, and I like helping people.
Now, is there anyone in the past who you'd like to single out and say, hey, thank you for your inspiration or helping me learn my softball skills, or a coach?
Robert Rivero, my coach for Blackout, he helped me a lot with just outfield in general. And just everything, like my mindset and everything. Dwayne Pardue, right? Yeah. And he has helped me from, like, the beginning, and he taught me how to, like, slap, because I started that about a year ago-ish, no? And he taught me everything, and he's, like, always willing to work with me no matter what, and he comes to my games, and, like, I was in a little bit of a slump at my last tournament, and after talking to him, I just got right out of it.
Very good, very good. Now, he's somewhat touched up, get into the right mindset. How do you get into the right mindset, and what is that mindset?
For me, I just have to think about, like, I can't really think about not hitting the ball. Otherwise, I'm just going to, like, get in my head too much, and I kind of just have to think about, like, whether I'm going to bunt or slap, depending on where the, like, defense is, because if they're playing super far up, I'm not going to be able to, like, get a bunt down as much, or I'm not going to be able to run it out probably. And if they're super far in, you're probably going to want to, like, slap it harder. So I just kind of think about that on my mind. And then I just, like, make sure I take a deep breath before I step in. before.
All right. Well, best of luck. You're a charming young lady, and wish you the best of luck in your softball endeavors.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the KAJO Community Spotlight, courtesy of Grants Pass Broadcasting and Rogue Credit Union, and we've been talking with Haley Yonser.